Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Your top story is riots in L.A. and the National Guard being deployed. Pete Hegseth says, I got 500 Marines standing by if you need that too, boss. So hopefully they will squash that down. Look, they've already admitted there's like at least two different shifts going on with these rioters. Yeah, they appear quieter and more reasonable during the day, and then the night shift goes in. And those are like the pros, you know, the ones that like to start trouble. So I'm for law and order. You want a peaceful protest? The Constitution protects you. That's awesome. But that's not what is taking place. And it's not escalating because Trump sent in the National Guard. It was escalating before that. Closing off a freeway is escalation. Dropping stuff off of freeway overpasses onto vehicles is escalation. Okay? So Trump came in there to squash it. Was it supposed to be a steel cage match? Trump showed up. Where was Elon Musk? I thought they were going to go at it. No, but Trump was at the big UFC in Newark, New Jersey. Highly anticipated matchup with a couple of fighters. But what was getting more attention was President Donald Trump. He was in attendance. And yes, of course. He got a lot of cheers. Some of the folks from Fox News Digital were, you know, asking some of the crowd how you think President Trump's doing so far. He's doing an amazing job. He's shocking us all. He's doing what everybody knows he's going to do. Wow, says Aaron Kerr. Wow, I like that. One of my favorite terms. Yeah. I believe that Trump is somebody to respect. He's always honest about things. And at the end of the day, you know, it might be politics, but you know, we should kind of respect what's going on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Thanks, Eric Ventura. I'd rather see the UFC than two bloated billionaires fight each other, says Paul Gordon. That's pretty funny. Yeah. Yeah, because they asked him about that. Oh, would you like to see them go at? No. One guy said, well, Trump's got the edge if it ever did go down, because if you can take a bullet, you can probably take a punch. Yeah. That was pretty good. Yeah. All right. So apparently he still got a great amount of applause. And it appears that Elon Musk may be simmering down a little bit.
Yeah. Seems like.
Tech billionaire Elon Musk has deleted an explosive allegation linking Donald Trump with the disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein that he posted on social media during a vicious public fallout with the U.S. president this week. Musk, who just exited his role as a top White House advisor, alleged on Thursday that the Republican leader is featured in unreleased government files on former associates of Epstein, who died by suicide in 2019 while he faced sex trafficking charges. The Trump administration has acknowledged it is reviewing tens of thousands of documents, videos, and investigative material that his MAGA movement says will unmask public figures complicit in Epstein's crimes. But remember, Epstein's own lawyer came out right away when that was posted on X, came out right away and said, I was Jeffrey's attorney. I talked to him. And it said, is there anything that you have on Trump? And he said, no, unequivocally, absolutely not. And you know, if they found stuff, the Dems would have leaked it, used it. I mean, come on, let's
absolutely.
Be real.
Absolutely.
So I think that was just Elon in full meltdown mode. You know, when they say there's a fine line between, you know, genius uh-huh. and insanity,
yeah.
that's not just a made up thing.
No.
And I'm not saying he went insane, but, you know, he's like a lot of people. He has some issues. It doesn't matter. You can be brilliant, have brilliant intellect, and still get caught up in things and emotional
sure.
things. And,
absolutely.
But anyway, I think they're going to pretty much bury the hatchet. They'll never do it in a total, you know, love fest kind of way.
Right. It'll just kind of be okay.
Yeah. It'll just, Musk will back off. The president will back off. And they'll just go about their business. But, you know, Musk took the step of deleting that tweet. That was a good move. And then he retweeted a couple of things that the president and J.D. Vance had put out that had to do with the riots, and Elon Musk being very supportive of cracking down on these riots. So there's that. There's some good signs, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And the lefties, of course, they wanted to make so much hay with that. They were so excited by that.
Oh,
they were giddy
yeah. Yeah,
about
absolutely.
That. Just giddy. They were eating it up. And I saw one Facebook post of an old acquaintance, and he's always nasty. He's been very nasty about the Trump thing. But I don't respond to it, but I do like to know what's going on in their wacky
sure.
little minds.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, oh, yeah, I knew he was a pedophile from the start, referring to Trump.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. That's the kind of things that they say.
Right.
It's just,
I mean, do we really think the Democrats want details of the list out in public? I mean, seriously?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No. ABC News, shake up at the top again. Well, the CBS went through a couple of things. But ABC News' senior national correspondent, Terry Moran, is taking heat for a social media post smearing the White House Deputy Chief of Staff, Stephen Miller. As a result of that, the update is that Moran has been suspended, the company said in a release. ABC News stands for objectivity and impartiality in its news coverage and does not condone subjective personal attacks on others. The post does not reflect the views of ABC News and violated our standards. As a result, Terry Moran, pronounced Moran apparently, has been suspended pending further evaluation. Oh, he needs to be evaluated by a psychiatrist. Yeah.
And I, you know, while I appreciate the statement by management to say that they're, you know, fair and non-opinionated, no, I watch them enough to know better.
Oh, yeah. No, ABC News has been in the bag yeah. for the lefties for
this is just something
some
he did on his own that maybe he stepped out of bounds. But if you actually listen to what they say and the way they cant things, no, they're very biased.
This is what he said about Stephen Miller. From the Trump administration. Terry Moran said this. It's not brains, it's bile. Miller is a man who is richly endowed with the capacity for hatred. He is a world-class hater. You can see this just by looking at him, because you can see that his hatreds are his spiritual nourishment. He eats his hate. Trump is a world-class hater. But his hatred only a means to an end. And that end is his own glorification. That's his spiritual nourishment. Wow. So I guess that I never thought of Terry Moran maybe as this, you know, spiritual guide. You know?
No.
Like a Billy Graham III or something?
No, I would not go there.
No, I didn't mean to insult. The Post article said that Moran has since deleted the post on X. However, Vice President J.D. Vance shared a screenshot of it and responded to Moran's statements. An ABC journalist posted this absolutely vile smear of Stephen Miller. It's dripping with hatred. Remember, every time you watch ABC's coverage of the Trump administration.
Yep.
Yeah, and he goes on from there. And isn't it fun, once again, pointing the finger and calling out hate in a not a loving way, it wouldn't appear, anyway. Yeah, we'll dig into more of that. And it's bugging me. And there's probably some things bugging you. That's why we have What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's Bugging You is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Wow.
It's Monday. I gotta do something. Get attention. Wake everybody up.
What?
It's like a yawn fest.
Bob needs attention?
Stop it. Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Yeah, that's not a headline.
No, it's not.
It's not surprised.
Not shocked. Yeah.
All right. It is 7:21, by the way. It is the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, live and local. And this segment is called What's Bugging You? And it's a chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. And it's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. Got a couple open lines, so go ahead and call in now. Good morning, Junior. What's bugging you?
So if any of you know who Mike Benz is, he used to work for the State Department in the cyber area, and he's reporting that one of the lead NGOs organizing these riots got $34 million from us last year from California, and I'm sick of funding these riots.
Yeah. If they know that that's the case, I mean, can't they track that down? Is there... I don't know. What can you do about it? I mean, obviously, who's ever giving the money out, they're not going to go, it's for riots. Oh, it's for peaceful protest, or it's for this cause or whatever. Yeah, but I'm irritated by it as well. Absolutely. Good morning, Jeff. What's bugging you?
Do we know if the label of trans woman, that's a man that turned into a woman, right? A trans woman?
Trans woman was biological male.
Right. So do they get a legal definition of that they are now a woman, or they have to be a trans woman? Because it's still a man if they can't legally be called a woman. So woman sports should now be trans sports. And if they start talking about it like that, I think we can get a change. But I'm confused. If a man is still a man, but it's a trans woman and not a woman, how can they be playing in women's sport?
Okay. All right. Wow, that was like a riddle wrapped in an enigma.
Yeah.
That'll take a while to unwrap that. I think it's basically like this. There's man, there's woman. There is confusion and issues that a small percentage have, but... set it all aside and say, should a biological male be competing with and against women? The answer is no, and that's not malicious or hateful. It's called common sense and logic. All right, call in now, 877-975-9825. And Kelly, what's bugging you?
Yeah, I was watching the national news Friday night on NBC, which I don't usually watch it, but they let off with the guy from Ecuador or wherever, El Salvador, that they brought back. But they never mentioned D-Day once on the whole 30 minutes of the news. I mean, I don't know. That seemed to me like something they ought to, every year they ought to mention it, but they didn't.
Yes, it's becoming more commonplace to them not mentioning it. I saw it kind of fade over the last few years. I mean, we try to do our part, obviously, talk radio, conservatives. I mean, we're going to be all about it. But you're right. The mainstream is kind of... we'll just let that go when it's an important piece of history. And if they're not teaching it,
right?
People don't understand that level of sacrifice. 877-975-9825. Call in now. And, Greg, I'm calling on you.
Oh, wow, me. Okay. I should have sat farther back in their classroom. I tell you one thing that really does bug me is, and it's multiple areas, but it's bike lanes. Okay. It is a bike lane. It is not a lane for you to drive your little three- or four-wheeled scooter device in at a very... I see these... Sometimes it's the little old veteran dudes and sometimes just some little old lady, and I'm like, you're going to get yourself killed. Ride that little thing on the sidewalk. It's okay. Nobody's going to bother you on the sidewalk and your little three or four wheeler. It's like I see them on in
now,
the
bike lanes
all the time.
When you say three or four wheeler, these are bicycles.
No. They're the little electric thing, almost like you'd see at Walmart. That, you know, they put around.
Oh, okay.
But they're personal.
And they have that on the road
In the bike lane.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Oh, it just drives me crazy.
Oh my god.
Then you got the bike folks. One of our bosses says, "Don't mess with the bike people." If they're being stupid, they're being stupid. You're only supposed to go with the direction of traffic. That's the law.
When you're on a bicycle, when you're walking, you do the opposite.
We're talking about the bike lane now.
Okay.
The bike and a bike lane.
Stay focused, Greg.
Yes. Right. Wow. Pot kettle. It doesn't... Because the whole point being, say you're pulling out of a side street, just as you are looking, let's say, to your left for the cars coming, should be the only direction you have to look at for the bikes coming too.
Right.
I've had a couple of close calls. Somebody coming from my right going the wrong way about ended up on the hood. It's like, look, you got enough rules to follow. You got your own rights, which you love to tout. Follow the rules too. That really bugs me.
You got to look at those people as like kamikazes.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, they're just coming out of nowhere.
Absolutely.
Had it right for you.
Absolutely.
No, I know. I agree. It is frustrating.
Yep.
You really have to have eyes behind your head these days when most people have their eyes trained on their phone. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. Good morning. I listen to the Bob Rose Rewind faithfully twice each weekend, and it wasn't Kat Kamick or Luis Valdez or Carl Zalek. But I think the other fourth person was, I thought the name was Chad Johnson or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt like he was not answering your questions as thoroughly, as satisfactorily as, you know, we the public would have liked to hear. I don't quite know how to explain it, but it was just kind of like not the most deepest, thoroughest answers to the questions you were asking him. So that was kind of, I mean, I respect the man, but it was kind of bugging me a little bit on that.
Well, in his defense, he is new to this whole political thing,
yes.
Number one. Number two, it was a little awkward. You know, we don't rehearse anything ahead of time. I don't do that with the people that I interview, especially the politician stuff. I mean, we might say, we're going to ask you about this, this, or this, but
right.
It's a very basic idea.
He was also on the phone, which is unusual. Usually he's in studio, and it's a whole different feel.
Yeah.
Because you're just having a conversation sitting in a room, so I think that's part of it, too.
But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's just there was a little point there where I felt a little awkward, like I don't think he was totally focused maybe on the question as much, so he was kind of grasping at a point there. I'm not trying to make excuses, but still kind of new to it all.
Yeah. Good guy, though.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for your participation. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up at 8:35, a focus on our first responders. We call it Valor. And that's coming up this morning, 8:35, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome. It's Monday, but we're here to make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 7:34, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, no doubt about it. Riots, L.A. All Trump's fault, apparently, according to the left. Hmm. Trump escalated it. Trump brought in these soldiers, these troops, these folks were... They haven't called them up in like 50 years to overrule a local governor because it's a governor that, you know, calls in, you know, the folks that can help settle these issues.
Then maybe he should have.
Oh, the governor of California?
Yeah, that would have been, if he had done his job, the president wouldn't have to. And they were, you know, outside a federal building. So
Of the Democrats... were very, very quiet while the rioting was taking place. Like, la, 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 I don't see what's going on over there. I call it mostly peaceful and then turn off the TV.
Well, things are burning.
Yes.
Yeah.
Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom demanded President Donald Trump rescind his deployment of the National Guard to L.A., denouncing it as unlawful and a violation of state sovereignty. Well... Look, you've got federal law enforcement officers being impacted and the locals not doing anything about it. So you have to protect those federal agents, in this case, ICE agents, that were conducting raids. And if they're going to have stuff thrown at them, if there's going to be a riot, if they're going to block... A big highway like the 101, which they did. They did all of the above and then some. You've got to stop them. You don't have to. Okay? Remember Baltimore a couple summers back, right? Give them a little breathing room, Democrats said. Give them a little breathing room.
Uh-huh.
They just need to,
let off some steam, maybe.
Let off steam. That was it. Let off some steam.
Right.
And...
Hey, go to the gym if you want to do that.
And they burned down and destroyed a bunch of businesses, some local mom and pop owned, some big drug stores like CVS, et cetera, and just making an absolute and utter mess of those areas, really. And the people that have to live there now are going to be, inconvenienced is the lightest term to use for it. But yes, it's going to make life difficult for those people. That's why we have a thing called law and order, civility. If you're going to act out, you're going to get caught, you're going to get busted, and depending on what you did, you might have to go to jail. That's how it was always done. But now, apparently, you can act a fool, and anybody who tries to place you under arrest, they're the bad guys.
Yeah, you're throwing hammers and concrete blocks and stuff at cops, and you think nothing's going to happen to you? Really?
According to Newsom, he says there's currently no need for the National Guard to be deployed in Los Angeles. And to do so in this unlawful manner for such a lengthy period is a serious breach of state sovereignty that seems intentionally designed to inflame the situation while simultaneously depriving the state from deploying these personnel and resources where they are truly required. Oh, if they're not truly required at the spots where riots are taking place, where would they be required to be? Maybe at some of the meeting places where these flashbang mobs kind of gather. That's all done via the internet.
Yeah.
So we'll see how things go along in California, but it's already spread. And there's issues in New York. Yep. People that are supposed to be peacefully protesting, and then the night shift comes in, and there's, I guess, they're the radicals. A lot of those are the paid ones. They're the ones that, well, they know, they train for it. They train to how to start the fights, basically, how to create trouble and chaos. They had bricks, apparently, that were, like, pre-placed. They've done that before. That's a technique.
Have. Yep.
Leave the bricks where they can get to them so they can throw them. Bricks. Mm-hmm. Yep. Imagine getting hit with a brick.
No.
No. So these are the kinds of things that are taking place. Yeah, everybody wants, you know, to pull off some kind of stunt. Now, Tom Cruise gets paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
To pull off stunts. He, and yes, this is, I guess, to give his, you know, new movie, The Final Reckoning, the Mission Impossible thing. Does this mean this is the end of it? Maybe. But he earned a Guinness World Record during the filming. He completed 6 jumps out of a helicopter with a parachute. And you're like, okay, I didn't know there was like a record. What's the big deal? Did I mention the parachute's on fire?
Parachute is on fire.
Ooh.
Wow.
The parachute's on fire, and he jumps out of the helicopter. The record-keeping organization said Cruz, who plays Ethan Hunt in the espionage film series, earned the title for the most burned parachute jumps by an individual.
Wow.
In each of his 16 jumps, Cruz was strapped to a parachute that had been soaked in fuel and lit on fire before cutting himself free of the burning chute and deploying a backup. Yeah. And Craig Glenday from Guinness said, Tom doesn't just play action heroes. He is an action hero.
I got to give him credit for that.
Heck,
he does
yeah.
a lot of his own stuff. I mean, he broke his ankle. I don't remember that from a few years ago. He was sliding into the side of a building and watched that thing in slow motion. And his foot bent directions, it's not supposed to go.
And he is wealthy beyond most people's wildest dreams. And he doesn't need to do this stuff anymore.
No.
I think he enjoys it.
Yeah.
I think he likes it. Now, there's professionals, and he, you know, even though he's not a stunt man, I think that most stunt people would say, yeah, he's one of us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And, but then there's amateurs. You always got an amateur out there. This time it was at a kid's graduation.
Oh, no.
And Plantation, Florida, down there in South Florida. And, well, the graduate got a lot of attention for this, backflip he was trying to do?
Oh, no.
Problem is, when you're going to do a backflip, make sure there's nobody going to be around, like, the back of you.
Oh, because they're in graduation mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
17-year-old South Plantation High School senior Gavin Robinson wanted to wow the crowd gathered at the Rick Case Arena. But what happened didn't go as planned. He and his fellow graduates were walking across the stage, and he attempted to perform a backflip.
Whoops.
But it ended up knocking over a classmate, identified as Amelia, who was close behind him. Did they have a quick conversation maybe before it? You know, sometimes you're with the person that's going to be right behind you. Sometimes they come from opposite directions, these lines. But you would think maybe you'd say, hey, can you wait just a second because I'm going to do a little trick.
Probably should have if they
didn't. Wouldn't have been a bad idea. But you know what? Amelia, she might have been nervous. And they're like, go. You know, those people are directing you.
That's true, too.
So who knows? Yep. The clip of the stunt shows Robinson pause before crouching to ready for the flip. As his legs go up over his head, he kicks the young woman behind him accidentally, and she falls down.
Oh.
Both students' caps were knocked off during the incident, and Robinson sat on the ground, apparently stunned. Yep, when he performed his backflip, the crowd is heard gasping. Oh, like as in, oh no, they could see it unfolding. Other graduates helped both of them out. He hit her head pretty hard, someone said. Social media, kind of mixed to the whole thing.
Yeah.
As long as nobody was hurt, kids being kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would have been a better video had he not kicked her in the head and knocked her down. But you know.
Here's the problem with most of these graduation things. They don't need to be stretched out any longer. And there are those that, you know, they have to get all crazy and wild and applaud very loudly and all that. And, you know, that's okay up to a point. But when it drowns out the next kid's name and announcement, well, you're not really being considerate. And when you're trying to do some kind of stunt there up on stage, yeah, what if everybody has a little stunt they want to do?
Makes for a very long night.
Yeah.
Well, and you're right. And two things to the whole applause every time. And face it, every graduation you go to, what do they say? Please wait until the end for your applause.
Well, that's
two reasons they should. One is the time.
Mm-hmm.
But also think about it. You're always going to have those favorites in the class. And then the poor guy or gal that's maybe a little more introverted doesn't, you know, and they're going to get very little response, and that's kind of embarrassing. And so it's just nicer when people actually do wait.
Well, some people culturally are a bit quieter.
That's
than,
true,
than
too.
Others.
Yes.
I can,
yes.
Yeah. Mm, okay.
Yeah, Blake's was fun, needless to say. Yeah. So.
But, you know, that was a smaller class, wasn't it? Or was that?
Yes, but so imagine stretching, and it still went for a while. Imagine stretching that out if you got 400 kids or something crazy. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Buell's High School, it's in the, you know, the O-Dome.
Yeah.
And it's packed.
Yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Coming up at 8:35, we will place focus on a first responder that's gone above and beyond. Yes, we call it Valor, thanks to our friends at Campus USA Credit Union, Lawful Defense, and Shoot GTR. That's at 8:35 right here on 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome, my friend. 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's Monday. We're going to try to make it great. We'll do the best we can. All right, your top story, riots in Los Angeles, and President Trump reacted quickly, but not too quickly. He gave the governor of California a chance. He could have called in forces. That's under his purview.
National Guard, they're there.
The National Guard is there, and that's Trump had to actually override him to get it done. And of course, Governor Newsom is crying like a little baby now, but he needed to do that to get it done. The president did. Now, here's the lefty take on it. They're all agreeing, it's Trump's fault. He escalated it.
Right.
You know? Like, you know, if the cops never showed up to a crime scene, you know, it'd never get escalated. You know, how can you arrest somebody for, you know, let's say they're avoiding arrest with violence.
Well, if they weren't trying to be arrested, then they wouldn't try to avoid it.
Well, if the cops never showed up.
Yeah, there'd be no
avoiding
arrest.
They'd never be charged with that.
No.
So, see, it's the cops' fault.
Right.
That's what the left is trying to say.
California logic.
Yeah. How dare you, like, you know, utilize law, like law and order. They stand for the antithesis of that, basically. All right. What's old Kathy Griffin up to? Remember her? She ran around with a mock version of Trump's decapitated head?
Yeah.
Oh, classy. Yeah. Stay classy, Kathy. She's come out recently, and, I'll share with you what she said in a minute here. But first, Davis Gainesville's Chevrolet Skylines. And good morning, Tom. What's on your mind?
Well, these riots are, I guess they're absolutely not a surprise for anybody. It's incredible. It's unbelievable that the Biden administration let in at least 11 million people illegally. We don't know who they are. I mean, they're all over California. We're trying to get out the criminals, and the Democrat politicians are stirring things up, so we'll have these riots. I mean, this is an absolute tinderbox that's going to go off. and there's nothing we can do about it. This was like a fuse that was set 4 years ago when Biden got into office. Who even knows if he knew what was happening with all these people coming in? But it really has me concerned, guys. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Well, you wonder, I mean, are the same people that are actually illegal aliens, are they the ones fighting the police? Are they the ones doing this? Or is this definitely politically motivated? And it's the far left that is interfering with ICE operations.
I think you've got some of both.
You do?
Just watching the crowd, I think some of them are the, yeah, we see them all the time. Like you said, they roll in, the bricks and the things are in their place. They know what to do. They know the stuff to torch things with is there. But then again, I also think that there's some of the legit locals that, you know, they got their faces covered and they don't want to be seen. And they're kind of ticked off about the whole thing. So I think it's a little bit of both.
It's just none of it, to me, looks organic. It all looks like this is a group that has done these types of things before. They know what to do. They know how aggressive to be to, you know, get the police riled up. And it's a problem. But if you're doing it peacefully, it's one thing. Once you cross that line, though, all bets are off.
Absolutely. And and blocking a highway? No, I've got zero tolerance for that. If you get run over, you shouldn't have been on the road.
Man, I don't know if this is a throwback story or what. I'm confused.
Okay.
Comedian Kathy Griffin, who I haven't heard of since she was parading across the stage with a mock head of President Trump, was on the Don Lemon show. I thought he was ixnayed.
I thought so, too.
I guess maybe he has a little podcast or something. I don't
know. Probably. Trying to stay relevant.
But she said on the show she did not believe President Donald Trump won freely and fairly in the 2024 presidential election. Really, it just seems like a dated story.
It does.
You cannot question the outcome of elections, or at least the left established that as kind of a base rule.
Yeah, because then you'd be called an election denier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I guess she's stepping out there on her own.
Hmm. Again, she's trying to stay relevant.
She said to Don Lemon, "Are you ready for a tinfoil hat moment?" He said, "Yes."
Oh, my.
Griffin said, "I'm going to be bold and say this. You know, you can take issue with this all you want. I do not think he won in a fair, free and fair election. How do you like that, lefties? Yeah, I said it. I'm Kathy Griffin, and I do not think Trump won in a free and fair election. I believe there was tampering. I don't know if it was the Elon connection. I don't know if it was just a few good old boys in the South." Well, we can tell you, Kathy, it was a lot of black Americans who made a huge difference in this election.
Mm-hmm.
But she says good old boys in the South.
Yeah. Well, okay, I will grant her this. There probably was some things that were done that weren't right, that shouldn't have been done, that were wrong. But it was in the case of the left in basically not having a primary for a candidate, deciding who they wanted, kicking Joe to the curb. A lot of things happened, but the left are the ones who did it.
You mean the left that didn't allow the constituents, the voters, to vote for their candidate, who just placed a candidate in there?
Yep.
Yeah, that to me would be
that would
problematic,
sound wrong, wouldn't it?
Yeah. That's probably what she should be more disturbed at. I think.
Oh, she's disturbed.
And she says, "I know I'll take heat for this, and people will say I'm crazy." Really, as in future tense. But I have been called crazy before. She acknowledges it.
Oh, good.
"Your gut is telling me that something happened." She said, "My gut is telling me that something was up with them." Wow. Between the two of them, you know, it could read like a Hardy Boys mystery or something. I mean, they're gonna get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, they're having their own crazy fest.
Lemon said, "You're not far off. I won't say that I disagree with you. I'm an evidence person. I would like to see the evidence."
Wow.
Okay. Kathy Griffin, first time she has been seen or talked in public for quite some time.
Well, maybe she'll go away again.
And again, there wasn't much substance there. Yeah. She wasn't carrying a doll around with her this time, though. Maybe that's a step in the right direction. Don't forget, Valor's coming up at 8:30. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky, making Mondays great.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.